Tav Tivnoi Vikashoi Tanan. Hamishna Tivoi Vikashoi Tanan. Mishrum Dimas Sharki. So Rashi, we're talking about when you put outside there your straw. And your straw, that's very slippery. So then Taki Yechayiv. So Rashi says this. The Mechayiv, the Adayin Lenasal Zevla, didn't come into manure yet. The Koshimim, and they're very hard. O Machlikin, they're slippery. The Chikom Rav Yehuda, the Zevul Komer. When does Rav Yehuda say you have a right to bring it out to Rosh Hashanah? That's when it's in the form of manure already. The Moitzi Yodim Zobla, Shainan Loyach Laach Lekokach. To take out manure that's not so slippery, then you have a right to put it down in the Rosh Hashanah so that people should walk over it and make it better. But to put out the real raw material, just the straw itself, that's very slippery, could be then Rav Yehuda agrees you have no right to bring it out. So therefore, when a Mishnah says Yechayiv, could even go according to Rav Yehuda. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaKoydim Ben Zocher. Whoever is first to be Zocher in this manure has a right to keep it. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Bein Begufim Bein Beshvachim. So since the person had no right to put it there, whoever wants to now has the right to be Zocher, take it away. So Rav holds either the Guf, means the actual straw itself you can take away, or else the Shvachim. If eventually, after a few days already, it turned out to be manure, it's worth more now, so not only the manure can you take away, but even the gufon, the actual straw itself. Oziri Yomaziri says no. Bishvachan, Rabban only makes a kenas on the shvach. What got worth more because of the Rishus Rabbim, that's what you have right to take away. Avoloi the gufon, but the actual straw itself, that is no kenas, that you have no right to take away. The Mer says, B'maikim Iflagi, what's the machlekes Rav and Ziri? Rav Sova Konsa Gufon Mishum Shvachan. That they made a gzera upon the gufon, not to Mishum Shvachan. Like Enechnar Medikas first should be is we don't want you to gain through the Rishus Rabbim. So we don't want you to gain the Shvach. But once they made Xer on that, they made Xer on the Gufan also. Oziri Sava Loikonsa Gufan Mishum Shvachan. No, they did not make the Knas upon the Gufan. The actual straw you have no right to take, only the Shvach, what got worth more, that's what you have right to take. Tanan, it says at the end of our Mishnah, Hahoi Fechet Aglav Rishus Rabbim. If somebody turns over the manure in the Rishus Rabbim, Fuhuzak Benachan, then somebody else trips over with Chayyab in his Okav. You're Chayyab. Now the Ilu, the last case, it doesn't say Vilu Kol HaKoydim Zocher LeKatani. Here it doesn't say whoever wants to come and be Zocher could be Zocher in it. How come? So Rashi says, why Mishum the Galal Zel Rei? Because that's the Chur of the Rei. That's the Gufon itself, and it's not Mashbichin which is Rabin. So for the Rei to Ziri, they only made a Knas on the Shvachon and not on the Gufon. That's why in the Sefer, the Menur itself, the Galal itself, there's no Shvachan there. That's why it doesn't say you could take it. But according to Rav, that even the Gufan you could take, why doesn't it say it there? Tamar says, no, it could be Tony L'Reisha of what in the Sefer. It says in the Reisha, Kol HaKoydim Zocher, so the din of the Reisha could be applied to the Sefer also. For the Gemara, I've got Tony L'Reisha, we learned on this, Asur Mishum Gezla, it says no. It says Mashma in the last case, and it says also Mishum Gezla, you're not allowed to take it. So who that goes on the Sefer? So who you see in the Sefer by the Gufon of Sarai to Ziri, you're not allowed to take it. There's no Knas to take away the Gufon. So Mar says, Kikatoni Asur Mishum Gezel. When does it say it's Asur Mishum Gezel? Akula Masis Mekor is going upon the whole Mishnah. And it means, Li Oysem Shekodin Vezocha. It means to say, if somebody went and took it away, he has a right to own it. Now when he owns it, it's his. And if somebody else comes and takes it away from him, he's over the Isa Gezel. So the Gemara of Olay Kikatoni Yochel, we didn't learn like this. The Tanan we learned. Hamoitzi Tavna the Kashlo Rishus Rabbim Lezavlam. If somebody takes out his straw to Rishus Rabbim to make it into manure, Vuhuzak Benachas, somebody trips and hurts himself, Chayyab in Zokav, Yechayyab for the damage. And it says, Fili Bechol Akoydim Bo Zocha, that whoever comes and takes it can take it. But it says, Umutu Mishum Gezel. Master, if somebody else comes and takes it away from him, there's no Issa Gezel. So you can't tell me what it means before Osa Mishum Gezel means. If somebody takes away from this person that is Gezel, here it says clearly there's no Issa Gezel to take it away from the second person. And if somebody turns over the manure in the Rishus Rabbim, Vuzek Benachas, somebody else comes and trips over it, Chayiv, Itaki Yechayiv, the second one is the Bala Bor now, he's Chayiv, the Osa Mishum Gezel, and there's an Issa Gezel over here. So here you can't say the Issa Gezel here means for somebody else that was Zecher in it. Because somebody else that was Zecher in it, there's no Issa Gezel. Here it says also Mishum Gezel. So when it says Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Galal Karomis, yes, Nakash on Galal, on manure, Dover Shiesh by Shvach, Konsul Gufa Mishum Shvachoy. When does Rav say they made Xer upon the Gufon? Only something that Shayach have Shvach, something that could become better, then they made Xer even upon the Gufon also. But something like Galal, Dovo shein boy shvach loy konsu, but someone doesn't have shvach altogether, like the klal, here they didn't make a kenas. Rav also agrees to this. Iboilu, I have a question like this. The divrei yoyim konsu gufim mishon shvach, according to Rav, it says they made a kenas on gufon. Mishon shvachom liyalta kansinon, or lechimaisi shvach kansinon. Did they make the kenas right away? Or maybe they've already made the kenas later, they first made the kenas later when it brings the shvach. Alright, we'll stop here.
In the middle. You hold Madaf Lamed on the base. In the middle, so again, Iboilihu. A little in the middle. Iboilihu, Ladivri Oimir, according to the one, according to Rav, that says, Konsu Gufon Mishum Shvachon, that if somebody puts like this manure out in the Rishus Aravim, that people could hurt themselves with it, so it's like a mazik. So we say they made a kanas, whoever wants to take it away. So they hold konsu gufon, even the guf of this drua, you can take away also, mishum shvachon. Also, what will get better, the shvach, when it turns over later into the manure, when it comes better for you, that's the ikra kanas. But even after the gufon also. So Gemara asked the question, liyalta kantinen, do we make a kanas right away that as soon as you put your straw out, your straw, outside for Rishus Rabin, if somebody wants to, you can come and take it away? Or lichimaisi shivcha, Shvacha kantinon, or else no, you only make the kanas later on when the shvach comes. When the shvach comes, when the straw attains it, changed into manure, then you have a right to take away everything. But maybe right now, no. So more says Toshma come bring your raya. Midiarin and Galal, since they brought a proof before, they asked a question before, according to the Rav from the Loch of Galal. Now Galal was the manure itself, and it didn't change over. There's no shvach at all. So you see, you have a right to take it away even before it changes over to become shvach, to become better. So Gemara starts with Tisbra, is there any proof from that? Ki Arin and Galal, when do we ask the question from Galal on Rav? Mikmei de Lishani Rav Nachman. Before Rav Nachman answered his teretz. But I'll tell you, Labos of Lishani Rav Nachman, after Rav Nachman answered his teretz, that Miik Lemirma Galal Kalal, you can't ask the question from Galal altogether. And Rav Nachman gave a teretz and said, when does Rav say we'll make a kenas? On the gufa, not the shvachon, only something that has a shvach to it. But galal, the manure itself that doesn't have any shvach to it, there even Rav agrees, like there's no kenas. So therefore, you can't bring any proof. What Habiminov is talking about, we're asking the question, halacha, what's going to be according to Rav Nachman's teretz? Zemara says, leima katanur, let's say from achlegis tanoim. There's halacha, shtar shekos of baribis. If somebody has a shtar halvo, I'm lending you money. We write up a shtar and the interest is written into the shtar. It says that I'll lend you $100 and you have to pay me back $110. So it says, Aloha, koimtsin oisoi, we make a kenas. We don't let you use this shtar. The malva can't collect. V'yein agoy v'loyes akerem loyes aribis. He can't collect not the $100 and not the $10. We make a kenas both. You can't get the $100 and the kenas and the ribis. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, no, Goyves HaKeren, the actual $100, that is no Issa, the $100 that you borrowed, that he could collect the Malva. Avoloyes HaRibis, you just can't use this Shtar, you can't collect the Ribis. So Lechura, you see it's a Machlekes, the Naked Kenas, Gufon Mishum Shvachon. Lema, let's say, Rav, the Yomik Rabbi Meir. Rav that says they made a Kenas upon the Gufon, holds like Rabbi Meir. So we made a kenas, the malva can't collect the moner either, the milver either. Well, Ziri, the yomek rabbonin, and Ziri that says, no, they only made a kenas upon the shvachon, holds like the rabbonin, you just can't use the shtar to collect the ribis. But to collect the halvor, the money, you could collect it. Samara says, no, that's not the machlokes hanoyim. Omuloch Rav says back, ano di yam rafidu rabbonin. I could go even according to the rabbonin shita. And I'll tell you like this. Ad kan up until now, loy kamri rabbonin hosan rabbonin didn't say over there that when somebody lends money, the ribis, that we only make a kenas upon the ribis and not the money, ela keren the batera. Because over there, the keren is batera. Like when I lent $100, that you're allowed to lend. The yisr was the ribis, but the actual keren was done better. Therefore, I don't make a kenas upon the keren. Avul Hoch over here, when somebody puts a straw into the Rishus Rabim, Karen Gufo Kamaski. The Karen, the straw itself, is what doing the damage.
So therefore, here Rav says, I hold, everybody agrees to me, that when you put a mazik in the Rishus Rabbim, there's a kenas that whoever wants to come and take away the whole mazik, not only the shvach, but even the keren, the original also. Ziri Yomulov, Ziri says back to them, no. Also that Anodi Yamra Filu Rav Meir. Ziri that says he only made a shvach, he only made a kenas on the shvach, not on the keren, says I even go according to Rav Meir. That holds up by ribis, they made a kenas on both the keren and the ribis. Why? I'll say a story like this. Ad kan loy kama Rabbi Meir hotzen up, because Rabbi Meir only said we'll make a kenas upon the ribis. Elo de mishas, ksiva, diyovid le shuma. Because mishas they go to write down the shtar. So there's a shuma, you're speaking out clearly, I owe you $100, I'm lending you $100, and you have to pay me back $110. So there's a lav right now. And Rashi says, shoma lov neshach. Right now we said clearly how much ribis, how much interest you're going to have to pay. The Yehovah b'leis to simun. You're over the lav right now b'leis to simun. When you lend money, you're not allowed to put ribis. And even speak out right now the ribis. So it's a lav right now. But since you did a nisa right now, that's why the Rameyah says we'll make a kenas upon the keren and the ribis. Because the shasta keren, you're doing a nisa. Avol hocho, but over here when you put out your straw, miyayim adamazik. Who says somebody's going to get hurt from your straw? Like you're not doing a vada isa right now. It's only if somebody gets hurt later that you put a mazik there. But it's not for sure somebody will get hurt. So therefore here Ziri says we don't make a knas upon the keren or to the shvach. Verse says now lema, let's say kani tanoi. Let's say though the machlokes is told him this tanoim. It says hamoitzi tavno v'kashel rishus rabbim lezavlam. If somebody puts out his straw into the Rishus Rabbin, that people should step over to make it into manure, for Huzak ben Achar, and somebody else trips and hurts himself, Chayiv ben Iskoy, that the one that put it out, he's Chayiv to pay for the damage. And also it says, V'chol HaKoydim ben Zochom, whoever comes first to take it away, has a right to keep it. And the Asura Mishum Gezlet, there's an Issa Gezel, whoever takes it is over the Issa Gezel. We have Yeshua Megamil Loimer, it says like this, Kol HaMakalkim Rishus Rabbin, whoever puts like a mazik, like a boron, or just a rabbin, the heziku, and somebody gets hurt there, chayovim l'shalom, you have to pay for the damage. Whoever comes and takes it away has a right to take it away. But it says here, umutor mishum gezel. Hashem Gamliel says there's no issa gezel. If somebody comes there and takes it away from him, there's no issa gezel. That's the machlokes here. Is there an issa gezel, or there's not an issa gezel? So Mar says, lagufa kasha, I have a stira here. Omar, the first you're telling me, kol akoydim ben zocha. First thing, whoever wants to come and take it away. So Mashma, the first one that put the straw down, did something wrong, and therefore there's a kenas, whoever wants to come and take it away. If so, how could you learn v'hor to come, and then you say, asura mishum gezel, that it's also to take it, you're stealing it. Like, how could you say you're stealing it? If the halacha is you're allowed to take it, how could you say you're over the issa gezel? El olav doesn't mean to say that hachikom, this is what it means to say. V'chol akoydum behem zocha b'shvachon. Whoever comes and takes away the shvach has the right to keep the shvach. What became better, what became worse more, that you have the right to take away. But the asura mishum gezla gufon. But the guf of the straw that's still there, that you have no right to take away, that's still gezla if you take it. So it is a riot to ziri that holds that he only gave you a right to take away the shvach and not to take away the gufon. And now the also Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he comes and says, "Lemeimar afilu gufa nami." Even the guf, the original straw, also kol akoydim bo hen zocho. Whoever comes and takes it can keep it, and that's why he holds ain by mishum gezel. So churas and achlekes tanoim in the svar of Rav and Ziri. So it works like this: Leziri, according to Ziri, vade tanoi. For sure, it's an achlekes tanoim. That Ziri says you have no right to take away the gufon. Here for sure, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, you have a right to take away the gufon. So Ziri for sure is telling the machlokes tanoim. But Larav, according to the Rav, that says you could even take away the gufon. Nilei matanoihi. Does Rav have to say it's a machlokes tanoim? No. Omelach Rav, Rav gets to answer and say like this: the kula yalma, both of them agree. Konsu gufon mishum shvachon. There is a kenas. And if somebody puts a straw around the Rishus Rabbin, the Rabbanan said, whoever wants to come and take it away, can take away both the guf, the actual straw, and what became better, the gufon and the shvachon. So what's the machlokes over here? For hocha b'halocha v'yein moirin kain kamiflagi. Here the machlokes is, whether that's the halocha, could you teach other people or not? That's called halocha v'yein moirin kain. The Yitma learned like this. Rav Huna Rama Rav Halacha Takad Halacha. Whoever wants to come and take away both the Guf and the Shvachon, but for Yain Murin Kane, we don't teach other people like this. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rashi says Tanakhama Sava Halacha the Konsa Gufon and Takam Halacha like Rav that we do Kansin. You can take away the Guf, but our core point of Yain Murin Kane, we don't go and teach it Laravim to other people. So Vahokakov, that's what I meant to say. Kol akarid v'em zokam, I feel a gufam, the evan. But the yosim arrangement come on and look at it, it comes to ask us, can I do it or not? We tell them, no, there's nisa gezel. That's called halacha, if you do it, it's okay. But the ain murin came, we don't teach you to do that way. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, he holds even a murin came, we can teach people, you're allowed to do it. So it could be both of them agree, though, mikar adin to Rav. Nothing more says, Ravada Varava Omar. Halacha Murin Kane. Yishna Halacha is, who Murin Kane? We can teach others. Yeah. So now it's good that the Shimon Gamliel, that's what Shimon Gamliel is saying, that the Halacha is and even Murin Kane. But they both go according to Rav. Nothing more, Amy, it's not that way. For Rav Huna, Afker Chushli, Rav Huna was Mafke Chushli. Rashi says that's Bali, pearled Bali, peeled Bali. And Ravada Barat, what in the Afka means, somebody put it out for Shusha Rabin, and he went and was Maskarit. So here you see he was Moira. He was Moira that whoever wants to come and take it away. So here you see he holds Halacha Murin Kane. And before we're saying he holds Halacha of Ain Murin Kane. And also Ravada Barava Afka.